right now on the line. We've got with us Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you doing today?
I'm still stuck on, so in how many, five decades, Cher,
right.
Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones, and...
Barbra Streisand,
I think. Barbra Streisand. Yeah. So they've had hits in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, heroes in 20? Whoa.
Keep putting something out, and certain people of certain ages keep buying their music, so apparently that's in there.
My God.
In the new
wow, beat. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and today
that is, almost as good as the original 16 teams in the major leagues. How many states had three franchises? That's kind of the same level of useless trivia. Wow. But thank you.
Are we doing bar trivia now? I got to come up with that, right? Well, I'm just glad the Rangers finally won. Early, you know, it's good to see a team that hasn't had a World Series finally get one. So that.
Yeah, well, it just reminds me of one team in Cleveland that hasn't had one since before we were born.
Sure, right, exactly.
So I really take no joy in Texas winning. But yes.
Well, they were
anyway,
the former Senators at one particular time. And so anyway, now that we have you here on the line, let's talk a little bit about this funding bill that was passed in the Senate and a little bit of what's in it for Ohio, I guess is the best way to say.
Yeah, it's all about reaching across the aisle and getting things done. We passed this bill with 82 votes out of 82-15. I guess three senators were absent. And I hope the House does it the same way. I mean, the House, what's happened in the House is why people really don't like government, the games they've played. How many clicks can you get? How much money can you raise? How loud can you be in opposition and stirring things up? And I hope it settles down there and they play reasonably and reach across party lines. That's how I've always operated in Lorain County and across the state. If you want to get things done, we've helped Camp Perry Joint Training Center gets help here. Youngstown Warren Regional Airport, the East Broad Street Bridge over the Black River in Elyria. State universities are getting help, getting investment. So it's all about investing in Ohio workers and making the state better.
Let's talk a little bit about, you're talking about reaching across aisles or whatever, some handshakes, agreements for the UAW. Talk a little bit about that and they're able to do that and what you think about the results.
Yeah, that's just great news. It's great news in Avon Lake. It's great news in Brook Park. It's great news for those workers, but it's also great news for other workers and for communities. So when Avon Lake workers, Ford workers, UAW workers get paid better, and they will now significantly better, particularly the newer workers who were just so penalized because the UAW is willing to sacrifice to keep these companies going. It will mean a lot more money in the community. It will be good for Lorain County businesses. It will be good for neighborhoods and homes and schools that pay more property tax, all those things. So, and it also, I think I was in touch with Sean Fain, the president of UAW, yesterday after this is, they're not ratified yet, but overwhelming chance they will be by big margins. He expects, I expect, he knows more than I do, of course, about it. But it's going to mean workers elsewhere are empowered because we've seen, the best example is the CEO of Chrysler, I guess it's called Stellantis now, makes 365 times what the average worker makes. And you can't run an economy that way where all wealth gravitates to the top. So this is more focus on building the economy from the middle out rather than the top down, whether that's tax policy or whether that's union contracts or whether it's your economy as a whole. It's going to mean workers are empowered and paid better for their work, and it really does underscore dignity of work.
All right. Well, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for chatting with us this morning.
We'll do it again. Thanks,
right, thanks very much.
Thanks, buddy.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning, talking about all things Washington. I didn't bring up anything about the government shutdown, Craig, because I know that that's on the other side, that has to be determined, right? They kind of kicked the can down the road, as you had said.
Yeah, when does the can stand back up?
It's here in November before Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Nobody goes home until they settle the issue. What do you say?
That's usually what happens, right? Or they bring people back.
Well, they could kick it down the road again.
Well, I guess so.